Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Steve Pachenik is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. I'm going to be honest with you. I've started my super exercise regimen of running twice a day again. I went out of town for a few weeks and got off my exercise regimen and stopped losing weight and forgot to take my Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst. And for the last few weeks, I've been back on it, and I am so crazed right now. The combination of exercising and researching things and how crazy it's gotten is that I've gotten a bit crazed today. But if you're not upset, there's something wrong with you. I love that bumper sticker. If you're not upset, you're not paying attention. Dovetailed with the articles here, man arrested, charged with assault for pointing finger at cops. Disrespecting a police officer is now a felony crime, Infowars.com. Then I have these articles also from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And there's links to the Orange County Register. We're not joking about this. DHS, all the time people see our articles and they go, oh, this isn't true, not even looking at the links. No, it's true. DHS raids home to seize deadly hair straighteners. Federal agency founded to fight terrorism continues war on grooming appliances. The Department of Homeland Security, a federal agency created in the aftermath of 9/11 to fight terrorism, has continued its war on potentially deadly grooming appliances by raiding a home in the affluent Orange County city of Laguna Niguel to seize alleged counterfeit hair straighteners. By the way, I want to do this on the nightly news tonight. I know dudes and they're listening. I want to add this one report. This is how the nightly news turns into 2 hours every night. They've already got a bunch in there and they're getting ready for them. I want to go pull up the Fox News and AP article. The headline is $15 million fines for garage sale. And by the way, we think I'm joking. They actually have, it goes like $5,000 first fine, $100,000 next, million, then $15 mil. I'm not joking. Truth is more absurd than any Kurt Vonnegut novel that I could give you an anecdote from. And all over the place now, they're saying, oh, there's a lead toy. We've got a SWAT team. Or we're sending a Department of Education SWAT team, even though there is no one in a SWAT team legally there, to somebody's house because they didn't pay a student loan when there is no criminal statute involved. It's just all lawless craziness. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, $15 million. Yeah, I'm sorry, I said a million. Yeah, new government policy. But if you scroll down, I can read them the headline. Thanks. New government policy imposes strict standards on garage sales nationwide. Americans who slap $1 price tags on their used possessions at garage sales or bazaars events risk being slapped with fines up to $15 million thanks to new government campaign. And that's from 3 years ago. Now, print that for me, please. That's Fox News. Article right there, but Sandusky can do what he does for 20 years and not get in trouble. Here's another one. Insane Michigan government announces plan to destroy ranch livestock based on hair color. So instead of just getting citizens involved in a campaign to kill feral hogs, government is saying if your pig has any hair, we're going to kill it. That's the bureaucrats for you. Most hog species have visible hair. Even the pink ones have white hair. That's one of the more popular types. And you got the Hampshires and all the rest of them. So that's being announced. And there's giant fines and felonies. So you got to kill all your pigs if they resemble what could be a feral hog. It's not feral, though. So we got that. Just the bureaucrats are coming. They're going to eat out our substance, as the founder said. They're arming against us, and they're commanded by goblin creatures like Elena Kagan.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for the next 40 minutes or so, Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest, and I'm going to give you a review with Aaron Dykes of the Hunger Games that is a dystopic predictive programming piece on Agenda 21 and what the establishment actually wants to establish. You read the 96 biological diversity assessment by the UN, not the redacted one online, but the actual hard copy. It's the society they're proposing. Truth is truly stranger than fiction. We're going to be going over the blockbuster film coming up. Now, Dr. Steve Pachinik is an MD, PhD. He's an American psychiatrist, former State Department official, author, and publisher. He's the acclaimed author of psycho-political thrillers and the co-author of the best-selling Tom Clancy Ops Center and Tom Clancy's Net Force paperback series. Trained in psychiatry at Harvard University and international relations at MIT. His novels are based on over 20 years' experience resolving international crises and hostage situations for the Department of State for four administrations, and that's putting it lightly, also involved in overthrow of governments and assassinations and things like that. They'll never talk about it on air, but Steve Pachinik's very interesting. And somehow I missed a call from his. It happens, I get so many calls, and I was going through voicemail and heard it again, where he called up and said, hey, you know, it's in the Washington Post, it's in all these places, and I was aware of that. I barely mentioned it. But in the larger context, it is important to show how the system scrambled to try to counter the info we put out last year that bin Laden was killed many years ago with Dr. Pechenik's information, because that's what was in it. And, you know, the show, videos of the radio show, we're seen tens of millions of times online on top of our 15 million listeners a week. And most of the military I talked to didn't buy it. I mean, I was talking to a Marine Corps major just the other day. He said none of them buy it. And, of course, the SEALs helicopter blowing up, all of it, the SEAL Team 6 people getting killed, all of it is a major cover-up. And the Stratford emails, especially a CIA front, so it looks like it's private intelligence, but highly connected to you know, kind of leak info out so they can say that the CIA isn't operating domestically, based here in Austin, was saying, oh, my gosh, Alex Jones is terrible, he's crazy, Glenn Beck, too. You know, they're not going along with you know, the fact that he was thrown in the ocean and all this. They need to show the fact that he's really at this military base, which is another psyop and then a psyop, to act like, well, yeah, don't believe the official story, but most of it's true. So they do that when they know you're not buying it. And so Steve Pechenik, Dr. Pechenik, has some comments on all of this and says he talked to some intelligence people and tested some of the info to find out who's involved in the cover-up, and he's here to explain that because it shows how desperate they are to shut this down. If it wasn't true, they wouldn't be running around like chickens with their heads cut off behind the scenes worried about this with the Huffington Post and the Washington Post and all these other publications attacking with this info. So, Dr. Pechenik, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Alex. I think this is your moment in history. I don't want to exaggerate, but basically what you said and what you asked me 10 years ago, what did I think about 9/11 and Osama bin Laden? And I told you, only you, that Osama bin Laden was dead. He had Marfan syndrome. So we know that medically. It started under Clinton. It was continued under Bush Jr. And, of course, this president, Obama, really exaggerated and lied completely along with Biden. But unfortunately, the entire military-industrial complex now, intelligence complex, is really in a series of self-destructive mode. And I tested it out. It wasn't just something that I wanted to just accept because you went forward. I felt you were very brave. I felt that there was a need for someone like you, and I was more than happy to talk on the air. And the entire system really went to the forefront to try to discredit you and in turn really try to discredit me. And how this happened is a year in November of last year, I was invited into a meeting where there were intelligence individuals. I'm still a member of the Association of Former Intelligence Officers, National Military Intelligence, AFSCME, Council on Foreign Relations. But you all got to understand, I'm not acting on anybody's behalf but my own as an American citizen patriot who's getting really resentful of the fact that our military is being abused by our intelligence system and our civilians in order to betray and penetrate our civilian population with lies, distortion, and deceit and attacks. And let me be very specific. And in order to test it, besides the predictions I made on your show, I put in what we call a poison pill into the intelligence community. They weren't even aware of it. What the technical term is, I doubled up some agents. I did some disinformation. But what came forth on March 6th in the Huffington Post is the issue that you and Alec Beck were crazy because Fred Burton, whom I happen to know about, he works for Stratford in Austin, but he was in the diplomatic security system.
Didn't he work for you?
Well, he worked under me. I was Deputy Assistant Secretary of Management. He was too low and not really significant, not the brightest man in the world. He called you crazy, and he called Glenn Beck crazy. But what was more important is how they compromised. The entire intelligence system was compromised as follows. This poison pill that was really intellectual went through military intelligence in the Army, went through military intelligence in the Air Force Navy, went through the DNI, that's the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, who reaffirmed the story, unfortunately, the Council on Foreign Relations. It went through the Office of the National Security Council under Obama, who reaffirmed that he killed Osama bin Laden, which means that he's the only president of the United States to have killed a dead man, who's been dead for 10 years and was willing to lie repeatedly. went through the vice president's office, Biden, who, of course, is not the very brightest man in the world. I think he has two aneurysms. This is the man who told us about FDR giving a speech in the Depression in 1929 on television when there wasn't a television and there wasn't FDR.
FDR wasn't until 33, yeah.
That's exactly right. But this is our leaders. These are civic leaders. These are civilians who have been so-called elected, no better than any of the others, no better than anybody else. And it went through not only through the military intelligence, went through the CIA, and I'm afraid the one I've admired the most, General Petraeus, really has to evaluate what he has done, what his involvement is, and who was involved in the CIA, because this is an old CIA storyline that goes back to the days of Clinton, Bush Jr., and I would strongly recommend that Petraeus do an evaluation of the CIA and either fire the people there or resign himself, including James Clapper, who is a former general, including Petraeus, who's a former general. I would say strongly that the three generals who are in charge of military intelligence, I will not name them, they know who they are, should resign because we do have too
many
generals.
But just like putting ink into the blood system to test where there's leaks and things, you put information in to track it. So explain what you did for folks.
Well, what I did was to literally put in a tracer, an information tracer, to see where it bounced around and to see who reaffirmed the story of Osama bin Laden and how they tried to repeatedly in the intelligence community convince me that Osama bin Laden was really alive and that they had photographs of him. And I said, give me a break. I do television shows. I've seen his medical records. None of you in the intelligence community has ever dealt with his medical record. And Elzwar, here is his position. He was dead 10 years ago. He was never alive. And the point of fact is once you hit the Osama bin Laden story, you then get to the President Obama, who's lying. You get to Bush Jr., who lied, and you get to Clinton, because it's Clinton who sent in a physician in Dubai at the American hospital under the CIA and was part of the 9/11. So you get
and by the way, that's CBS
story.
News. It's admitted months before 9/11 that happened. But specifically, just to digress here for a moment, Dr. Pacini, because I'm trying to understand this, all of this is going on, and we have them selling this idea that bin Laden's dead, but then they put out the fake photo and let it circle around and later admitted it was a fake photo. But when I talk to weaker-minded people in the military and in the general population, they think they saw a classified photo, and then I show them the photo and say, see, that's the one they admit is fake. So they did a little psychological warfare thing there, too, where they put out a fake photo but never said it was the real photo to make people think they saw the photo. I mean, just all these tricks here. And, of course, you said it was a fake Situation Room photo. You said all that came out. They admitted that most of the story's a lie, but now they're saying still believe a little bit of it. And then I talked to a Navy SEAL whose best friend is in SEAL Team 6, and he said SEAL Team 6 does believe that someone blew up their helicopter and killed them to basically cover up the whole bin Laden situation.
Well, let's go on and let me show you what happened on the tracer bullet. I went through the entire intelligence and military community in order to find out how many people were involved in denigrating you and me on the Osama bin Laden, how much money the American public has wasted, how much dysfunctional behavior there is in the military intelligence.
You're exposing an Operation Mockingbird. Okay, go ahead.
I get a call from an English reporter who works for, quote, the Huffington Post in California. I do not want to identify him because he has a daughter. He knows exactly who I am. I know who he is. You know, he's unnoticed. But basically, I will not identify him. He was MI6. Then I get a meeting, literally a meeting from that meeting that I had in November from a Jewish Orthodox young man who works at the Lincoln Laboratories at MIT. I will not identify him. A Mossad operative, your typical low-level, incompetent Mossad. Now, this is Israel's finest product. You have basically what we call a shmendrik, a guy who didn't even know what he was doing, was doubled up so fast, it was pathetic, trying to talk to me and convince me that Osama bin Laden was dead. So you have MI6, you have CIA, you have the Mossad, then you have the Huffington Post of the United Kingdom. It is shameful that they were involved. And that is a desecration of actually the Internet, and it's a violation of criminal law. Then we go on to the Washington Post, because we're not finished yet. Who comes forward and has to propagate the story? But the man we call the harlot of the intelligence community, David Ignatius, one of their key writers. And you would think by this time the Washington Post would know enough and have enough decency and journalistic professionalism to get rid of David Ignatius, who barely can write a novel, but does write fiction in his nonfiction articles, where he talks about Obama is the head of infidelity and killing, and he wanted to kill Vice President Biden to take over the presidency. Now, you have to be a moron to literally think about these stories. And a man like Ignatius should resign. He should be fired. And this is the kind of event that went on. The millions of dollars that were wasted, the millions of dollars that had to be taken in order to discredit you, but more importantly me, on the lies that were occurring in order for our men to die in Iraq for no purpose, for men to die in Afghanistan because Obama didn't really know what he was doing and they're still dying now, for generals who were nothing more than professionalist, lying, cowardly individuals who were never able to assert the fact that they didn't belong there, who I have reprimanded for over 2 to 3 years. Instead of wasting your time promoting your career, worry about the veterans who are coming back, who have no jobs, who are not taken care of in the Veterans Administration, who are told by my physicians that they're going to be treating 1,000 patients for one physician and the nurses are going to be treating them. And that's General Shinseki, who had his leg blown off in Vietnam. But if we treated him today the way we had treated him in Vietnam, he wouldn't have had any leg prosthesis.
All right, Doc, so let me stop you for a moment. Let me stop you for laymen out there, because you're moving fast. When you say it's illegal, you're saying clearly there was an intelligence multination operation to have media put out talking points domestically, which is illegal under federal law, to have the CIA involved in domestic propaganda operations and penetrating the country. But other governments were involved, which really makes it media espionage. And so, yes, that is illegal. And you were testing this. I mean, can you tell us specifically, though, what you were privately giving them that then came back to you to prove that it was intelligence operations?
It's simple, very simple counterintelligence that I do in 30 years, taking down regimes and neutralizing operatives, often having to neutralize my own CIA operatives who are really dysfunctional. In 30 years, many of them have become exceedingly dysfunctional. That institution has to be ripped apart, taken down, and actually eliminated. There are major heroes in that institution. They're no longer there. 60 to 80% of them now on contract officer. General Petraeus should be now interrogated and questioned as to what he was doing and what he has been selling and allowing to happen. It was simple for me. A guy who's had 30 experience, a man who's retired, really without any assets, all I had to do was double one of my friends and operatives, tell him certain things, allow those elements that I told him to spread through the system and see where it went. It was like putting a blue stain into the water and seeing where it went.
And so that tells you they're really worried about this, and that tells you that they know it's a lie. Have you gotten any word about them killing the Navy SEALs?
But not only was it a lie, of course the Navy SEALs never killed Osama bin Laden. There was no way they killed him. He was already dead. What the Navy SEALs may have done was to attack some building near Pakistan. But in the process, here's what happened internationally. We have alienated our ally Pakistan. We have created a civil war with the ISI, the Internal Service Intelligence System, which I knew about and worked with Yasin Khan, against the civilian government of Pakistan, which we cannot control, and Obama, the president, does not know how to control it, neither does Hillary Clinton. We have created problems in Iran. We have allowed Israel to get out of control. We now have Turkey as a problem. We have Afghanistan as a problem, where now we have desecrated bodies. We have men who go out ostensibly to kill people, and now we have veterans coming back. We have been totally dysfunctional in Iraq. We have had an army that now has to be put in question. They have lost wars and have created more deaths and casualties since World War II than any other institution that I know of. And I served in the military. I was a colonel at 32 and rejected the promotion to brigadier because of the fact that I did not want to remain in a socialized system where everything was taken care of for you. Your food, your uniform, and you didn't have to think. Now we have produced some of the smartest generals and some of the most dysfunctional generals I have ever seen. Cowardly, unable to assert themselves, and egregiously self-contained in terms of what they want for themselves. What we have now is what Eisenhower warned about, a military-industrial complex where the civilians, our legislators, are totally held hostage to every desire that they want. We're now shifting from the army in Iraq and Afghanistan to a navy that we don't even need to go to war or have an economic war or a force structure outside of China along with Australia. So we're building up alliances with Vietnam, Cambodia, Myanmar. Our military has to be downgraded. It has to be sequestered. We cannot do it with Panetta. We cannot do it with our legislators. We cannot do it with our system.
Well, Doctor, you know, sometimes we've got to get you on. You're here today talking about some of these issues that I agree with. We have people like the top White House financial advisor, John Corzine, openly stealing billions of dollars, caught lying, and still doesn't get in trouble, making 40-to-1 bets. And I always thought that the New World Order crowd really had their act together. I know they're good at dominating us and running our lives, but they're not in control of themselves, is I think the point you're getting at here. And I'm seeing a Caligula-like craziness out of the elite right now, and I'm seeing the others that are awake, scared, stealing whatever they can and leaving the country. What's your take on that? Because I'm seeing a lot of really dangerous signs out of the power structure that they are just going completely crazy.
2 months ago, I said on your show, John Corzine should have been in prison. He was a senator who bought the Senate, and he bought it for millions of dollars, $75 million. He went to become governor of New Jersey. He was corrupt. He was totally disliked. He was corrupt there. And anybody who knew him at Goldman Sachs, where he was continuously at issue in terms of his abruptness, in terms of his incompetency, should know now that he was corrupt. That issue that he lost $1.3 billion and could not remember where the money was, is going to be displaced on a poor woman by the name of Edna O'Brien, who was told by him that she should not have done it, and she refused to sign something. So it's going to be seen out in the congressional hearings as to what happened. He has to go to jail. Blank Fine of Goldman Sachs has to go to jail, a totally corrupt individual. Cohen of Goldman Sachs has to go to jail. You got Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, another institution that has betrayed and has totally ripped this country repeatedly, has to go to jail. Warren Buffett has to be investigated for his involvement in the banking crisis. And instead coming out with these pontius, righteous statements about, you know, he's willing to pay taxes. Sure, he's willing to pay taxes. But he was willing to take Moody's and upgrade false securities, which he knew about. He owned 40% of Moody's when he told
everybody. Well, Doctor, expanding on that, here, you have Obama signing the NDAA, saying he'll disappear any citizens he wants, and I want you to break this down. You've got him taking out of the deep freeze the war footing emergency COG powers for when we're under nuclear attack, and saying he'll use it for any emergency or the threat of an emergency, including economic. I see federalization of police happening. I'm seeing all sorts of movements. I think the bankers think, just like they thought they'd win a 40-to-1 bet at MF Global, that they're going to get away with this. But here's my point, Doctor. They're selling 5 million guns a month right now. Everyone I know, liberal conservative, is waking up and is saying, don't come push me around. And I think that this elite has really overplayed their hand. What's your view on that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think our political, economic, and military and intelligence elite have failed. They have really disgraced this country. I think we're tired of it. I think it's time for the veterans to stand up for their rights when they come back and to state that they have fought for a country that really was not behind them. We have an army without a country. We have a country that has wars without any dedication. And the issue is we have to have a system where these people go to prison. The legislators cannot do it. They're cowardly. They're basically...
Stay there. I want to hear how you think we can do it, Dr. Pachinik. I mean, can we get this republic back without violence? They're attacking peaceful protesters everywhere. They're arresting people, filming police. I mean, how do you get a country back from the clutches of a bunch of tyrants? The only good news is they are incompetent. They've got all this power. They've set up this takeover. But at the final equation, they are incompetent. It is true. They can be defeated.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com. 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying.
We've got another 10 minutes or so with Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. And then Aaron Dykes is going to be in here with us in studio to do a review of The Hunger Games, because this is what the globalist eugenicists want to build. You see this movie, this is what the sustainable development, smart growth people, their ultimate goal is lockdown cities, feudalism. They're showing you their dream. Jumbotrons with Janet Napolitano telling you watch their neighbors. Dr. Pachinik, you got cut off by the break. I mean, we sit here, we see classical tyranny being set up. We learned that 12 years ago, Bloomberg has now reported, they made deals with Prudential and others to take the death benefits of troops that had been paying in to get life insurance in the military. We learned that 9 out of 10 reactors is leaking one way or the other, just because they don't even care to repair them now, because the elites will get bigger bonuses if they don't. We're seeing that same tropism of elites, and you're a psychiatrist, perhaps you can describe it, where they become delusional. I mean, as I get more power, I try to be more careful and realize I have a bigger responsibility. Not that I'm even some great person, but I understand just how transient life is and how delicate. But I see other people that get power more and more, not just in the elite, but in the general public. It's a delusional worldview. And I really see parallels to Rome slash Hitler in the bunker giving orders to armies that don't exist. I see the Indians deserting us now, the Pakistanis that were our buddies starting to do that. I see the whole world lining up, and a lot of them are bad, corrupt countries. I'm not a fan of what Russia's up to. All of this is going on, and I see them saying they'll secretly arrest us, and the communist Chinese using the NDAA as political cover to pass their own. What do we do? I mean, because the government is gearing up for war with us and admitting it, and they think they're going to win, and it's going to be like another Corzine 40-1 bet. They're not going to win, in my historical summation. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree? What are solutions? You've got the floor.
Well, solutions are very simple. We said it 10 years ago. We said it when 9/11 occurred. We said it when the lies and distortions occurred to this military-industrial complex. The military-industrial complex has to be taken apart. Eisenhower said it in the 1950s. That was his last speech. Great general, a great president. We don't have anything like that. So it comes back to the individual citizen, who he, she, doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever the religion is to get on and start mandating and asking for representation and demanding from their congressmen, their legislators, that if they can't indict the corrupt, they can't indict the political elites. They can't demand that there be a reduction in the military-industrial complex, and they can't afford to stand forward. They're going to have to go forward. And one of the people who will go forward, one of the groups, will be the veterans. I predict there'll be a recapitulation of what happened in the 1920s after World War One, when the veterans were not given any benefit, and they rioted on the Mall of Washington and D.C. because they were denied the benefits. And it was a General Douglas MacArthur who had to break it up along with a Colonel Eisenhower. I go to the veterans of this war, and the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War, the African Wars, to say to them, you are now the leaders of a system that has failed you. You've offered your bravery, your honor, and now you should lead forward. I say to the young people, it's now your turn to do an Arab Spring in America. You use the Twitter. You use the social media. You take apart the various elements that are required in a peaceful way. The 99.1 movement was a disaster because it was not focused, it was not effective, and it had no real leadership or message. This is far greater than that. You don't have any candidates or public officials who could represent your interests. I don't care whether it's Democrats, Republicans, Independents, or Ron Paul. Each one of them is corrupted. Each one of them has been in the system too long. We need term limits. We need an entire new government that has to be restructured. Eviscerated in terms of the number of people, decrease the federal budget markedly, bring back the powers to the states and to the local community. Not just an issue of lowering the taxes. It's also of civil disobedience, refusing to pay taxes, refusing to consort with the banks, refusing to pay money into the banks, taking your money out of the banks. Once you take your money out of the banks, I'm now in a federal violation by telling you this. They can't work because they can't extend their credits. Banks work by allowing them to give you money for the money you deposited. It's really your money, but they're going to tell you what to do with their money, with your money. So you can Twitter. You can have an April Spring. You can have a leadership with the veterans. You can coalesce together, but do not think you have a candidate out there. It's neither Ron Paul. It's neither Romney, it's certainly not Santorum, and it's not Obama. So those of you who think that you have a new country and a new republic, you're wrong. This is nothing more than a republic that is dysfunctional. And it's very much what Alex has said. We no longer have a republic, but we have an empire. Exactly what happened to Rome. Our Centurion Guards are the generals in SOCOM, ThinkPak and AFRICOM. These are all the generals who control the various areas and mandate that they need equipment that you don't need. Example, Hillary Clinton just gave aid back to the military generals who made a military coup in Egypt. Why? Not because it was necessary or was part of AID or it was a humanitarian effort. She gave them back $3.2 billion because we don't have enough work for our workers who make tanks that we will never use, the M1 Abrams. So we have a system that is so corrupt, both domestically and internationally, that we must take it apart. There is no repair here. State Department is not functional. AID is not functional. The presidency is out of control. You have more Secret Service guards protecting something for no reason whatsoever. You have TSA agents that have no value whatsoever. I have Miami Port here and other ports that are not even protected. I had a commander of the Coast Guard tell me he didn't have to worry about protection of the port. So what I'm saying to you, this is a republic which needs the input of the young, the old, and the caring. You must go now, literally online, and create an Arab Spring and go forth in every one of your cities and towns. Refuse the Patriots Act, refuse the TSA, take your money out of your bank, refuse to listen and pay the taxes that you require, and take out the amount that go to war and ask how much goes to war. And see what happens when you practice the rights that you are endowed with, the civil disobedience. It's Jefferson who said every generation must discover its own democracy. Now we're in 2011 and 12, and now we must do what we didn't do in 2001 when the government attacked you. It wasn't just Bush Jr., it was Clinton as well. And it wasn't just Clinton and Bush Jr., it was Obama as well propagating the lie. And the next president will propagate the lie. And the next president will increase the military-industrial complex. We do not need it. We do not need the stealth bombers. We do not need the carriers. We do not need even the jet planes. We have now one of the biggest problems which we haven't handled and we are overwhelmed with, and that's cyber terrorism and cybersecurity. Fortunately, we have a general who's very effective on it, but you don't hear about him, but we're overwhelmed. The Chinese are attacking us in terms of cybersecurity. We do have an economic problem in Europe, but we're not there to fund them continuously with fake money and fake paper. So we have to build an industrial basis here where we can manufacture, not in China, not in India. We do not need to take over the Indian foreign policy because the Indians have fewer legislators and diplomats than New Zealand has. We don't have an interest around the world other than our own national security. Our own national security means America first.
And, Doc,
and unless we can do that, we will lose our republic.
And, Doc, that's the problem, is that we have global financial interests that wrap themselves in the flag and have now bought off our politicians. And we saw that the Occupy Wall Street movement was pushed by Soros. They made it a blank canvas of, hey, we're mad at corruption on Wall Street, which was good. Then they tried to get the biggest crowds they could out there to take control of it. But as soon as those crowds woke up to that and didn't want to be part of a fake preemptive uprising that was actually synthetic, then Obama ordered in more than 30 cities in one weekend Homeland Security in a 10th Amendment violation to clear these people off the streets. And so they tried to trigger, because their actuaries show that real uprisings are coming, they tried to trigger preemptively a false one to then brand it that people are calling for socialism when they're not. But we do need people to stop complying more and more. We do need people to get really aggressive with banner hangs, talk radio, city council, and shout down the crooks in government, because there's no doubt the system is moving preemptively with a classical authoritarian system to oppress us. And to the contrary, I see the oppression of the TSA and the rest of it actually being what's waking people up. So I think there's a miscalculation by the cowardly bureaucratic class, because they're looking at the world the way that they see it. They would be scared by this. Instead, I see people arming to the teeth, and I hope to avert a armed conflict. But I would caution the establishment, because I've seen the memos that are public. The White House thinks we're so dumb, Doctor. They openly talk about staging a new Oklahoma City like we don't read their own memos that are public. I caution them not to start the war, because once it starts and they start trying to arrest people, people won't have anything to do but fight back. And it's not like people are going to wait in their homes for the secret police to come get them. This is not going to be like Russia. Dr. Pechenik, your view in 1 minute comment on that.
I would agree with you. I think the notion that we have the Second Amendment, we're armed, it's far more serious than anybody realized. This administration is dysfunctional. The republic is dysfunctional. The only thing that is functional is the American citizens. We're not dummies. We're not stupid. We're not afraid. People ask me, aren't I afraid that I might be killed? The answer is no. I've been to battle and I've served for my country 8 different times. I didn't ask for a medal. I don't ask for promotion. I do ask my country to step forward once again and protest the corruption, the deceit, the lies, and the attacks that are coming on us, and go forward as individuals and as Americans, irrespective of your background, your gender, your religion. You are the next generation. Let's take down the republic and get rid of the empire.
So restore the republic, get rid of the empire.
Take care of this, get rid of the empire, get rid of this republic, and make it a real democracy. I want multiple parties. I don't want to hear about Republicans and Democrats where they trade off. That's nonsense. It didn't work for 200 years.
Well, we're not even following the Republic right now, and it's just a terrible situation. And I hear your frustration, but it shows that if they did do that whole PSYOP, which I saw in the Washington Post, much of the places, and it was government-directed, that was clear, they wouldn't have attacked us if it wasn't true and if it wasn't hurting them. And that's my greatest frustration, is that I'm just one little guy and I've had so much success standing up to these people. I wish other people realized that all that evil men need to triumph is that good men do nothing, as many of our founders said. And no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Now is the time to stand up. Now is the time to get involved. Dr. Pechenik, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for the privilege of being on your show, and God bless the people.
All right, thank you so much for joining us. There goes Dr. Pechenik. Shifting gears into a very important subject, art imitates life. Life imitates art. And the main thing that the United States still produces is movies and art, books, comic books, literature, television shows. We're the big purveyor of it. And it's all laced with conditioning messages. Now, in the last few months, I've had a lot of people say to me, Alex, what's all this hype with the Hunger Games? And I said, I don't know. I'm not reading fiction books right now. Don't have time for it. And then I saw some of the ads for the movie, had a chance to read the synopsis, had a chance to view the film. And Aaron had a chance to go last night and see it. And it completely blows me away. And Aaron was staggered at the end of the film last night, because it's exactly what's in all the eugenics documents. It's exactly what's in the Biological Diversity Assessment, UN, Club of Rome. It is a super advanced technological society by a tiny technocratic elite who have rewilded 90%+ of the country. They have the nation broken into 12 regions, which we're 10 regions under FEMA. They have a monorail for the elite. Most of the public's been killed by an artificial collapse around 100 years before. And they play the different zones off against each other and organize society around ritualistic warfare, gladiatorial games. Now, in the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 96, they talk about gladiatorial games, bringing them back, human sacrifice. I cover that in Endgame. They've expunged it off the UN website. We have a copy of it. They just have a synopsis. We're going to have to dig that back out, by the way, Aaron. This is what is in all their literature. You got the Jumbotron saying spy on your neighbors. It's feudalistic. If you get caught, you know, poaching something, even though there's plenty of game, you get killed. It's the system they plan on setting up. Most people in compact cities, 90%+ population reduction. It goes right down the line. Amazing technology everywhere, but only for the elite, not for the general public. And the elite have a subclass that manages things who are profanely trendy and gibbering and foppish and metrosexual. All of this is the plan. Aaron, we're about to go to break. You got a minute and a half to give us a preview of your take on this. Aaron?
You got it, Alex. And we've got so many of these movies. The reservoir is deep with these archetypal thematic movies that tell us about the system they're building and designing. And this one really hits home because it's, I think, 74 years in the future after the rebellion, which clearly seems to be this time. And those who fought back were punished with this game system where they take the children and put them into this gladiator.
It's all about the state taking them. And again, there was a rebellion against the central government sometime before, and then 74 years have transpired since the game system was developed, yes.
And they have UN-style peacekeepers. They call them peacekeepers in the film, and they monitor the different districts, and they live in squalor and basic things, but they're spied upon under a high-tech system. There's plenty of food, but they restrict the rations for the control of the population. And if you go for more food, they put your name in the bowl more, so you're more likely to be chosen for this likely death gladiatorial game.
Total eugenics, actual plan. Upon seeing this, it completely blows my mind that you see this film and this is what they've got planned. I mean, this is total predictive programming.
It's sick, and it's got the whole Wizard of Oz node at the top behind the curtain. There's the little society of trendies who serve the system, have the stylish haircuts, and they celebrate this game, and it's a great thing to bring in these little chosen people from the outer realms.
Stay there. We'll be right back with the Agenda 21 movie.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps, peace of mind in a box.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Screen for TV viewers, the author. author of The Hunger Games, and we do want to try to get her on air with us because I want to pick her brain, Suzanne Collins, and ask her if anybody approached her with this info. I mean, obviously they did, or she's a listener of this show. And the fact that she wrote this novel 4 years ago, you know, the first one, and it is Agenda 21. So she's either a patriot, and folks even mid-level in Hollywood don't know what they brought forward, or this is a mass conditioning program. Aaron, what do you make of this? Why do you think they've deployed this? Because they don't deploy anything big like this with this type of hype unless it's meant for a reason.
The thing is that it's always a double-edged sword, Alex. I mean, even if it was written with the right intentions, most of the public watching this film has no clue what they're watching, just like all these other films, and it's subconsciously in the mind. And if you're not aware of what you're seeing, it does help them kind of hold you and get to your...
That's right. If you're not conscious of it, it actually conditions you and acclimates you.
If you are conscious, you can just... as you're lounging in your chair, decode these things and start to put pieces together.
And it's all about nanotech out of computers manifesting. So there's artificial intelligence, might even be running it. You've got genetically engineered wasp, fake artificial environments, fake skies that are so huge.
Yeah, it was very gladiatorial, but also Truman Show, also Running Man, where it's a manipulated reality with this game show. And the population's very kept. This is several generations into a kept population.
It's to keep you focused on their corner of false reality, because they can't rewrite the entire system. So it's about sucking you into the spectrum of their lies. And this lady's a television writer. So she's writing TV shows that are designed to suck you in. Man, I tell you, it's hardcore.
I mean, I just heard about this movie yesterday, so I know nothing about the author. But in terms of the themes, it's the classic ritual sacrifice where they choose children from each district. But instead of rebelling against the fact that they're taking and basically sentencing to death these children,
people are competing.
They cheer for it, and they hope for pride of their district and this and that.
Well, that's really what it is. People's sons get killed in the military, and rather than get upset about it, they're really proud of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all a ritualistic sacrifice.
It's really creepy, but they put a lot of things in your face, including the genetically modified creatures they had in this thing, and like you said, the nanotech creatures that were created on computers and instantaneously brought into the reality of this world where they're having the competition.
Yeah, I'd only heard about it in the last few months, people mentioning it, and I saw major hype, and then you'd never heard of it till yesterday when you guys went to see it. I mean, overall... it's all there. This is Agenda 21. This is the rewilding. They talk about gladiatorial games, human sacrifice in Agenda 21, in the biological diversity assessment. I mean, this is what they want to build. And so I guess they had to make a movie about it.
It's just really creepy. And it's just like the film Zardoz, where it's the outlying districts, the furthermost from the centralized planning government, where you kind of have that last vestige of the rebellion, even though the program... you find those who finally resist coming from that area. And they still have a little bit of their humanity intact. They know how to hunt and run a trot line, as the song goes.
And the country boy can't survive. So perhaps this Collins lady will put her back on screen. Maybe she's good.
Again, I don't know anything about the author of these books. I did hear that the next book has to do with when they go back to their FEMA district, or if they don't call it FEMA, whatever they call it. It's basically a FEMA-kept region. And they got the population divided, and it's divide and conquer once again, where they have ethnic groups in their own division, and they're pitted against the other groups, and there's a lot of that kind of thing going on, again, as you have the upper class who are into the trendiness and the foppishness and being in style and buying into the pageantry at
well,
the end of life.
Exactly. If the population would just realize that style and fads are all scientific systems to control you, once you become aware of the manipulation, no matter how sophisticated, it doesn't work anymore. We'll finish up and then go to Dr. Bruce Pierce for pharmacist.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.